Thank you all for being here, and thank you for supporting this wonderful cause. And that is my daughter, Maddie, who's been sitting very nicely and patiently. And thank you very much for accompanying me this evening. She's looking at her, I was going to say watch, but really her phone, wondering why she's missing American Idol. But I'm assured we DVR'd it, so we'll be fine. I do want to mention, I know she might have just left, but I was going to mention Marilyn Mosby, Baltimore City State's attorney, who was here with us. I think she just had to leave, but it was nice to have her join us. And, you know, I want to thank Barry for having sympathy and asking me to be here, because compared to this esteemed panel, I mean, did you read Thoreau's bio again? I mean, are you kidding me? And what a great story, and thank you for your work. And I know we're going to hear great stories from Arnold and Ava. And Andy, let me just say that your comment about Jews and RVs, my very good friend Steve Shapiro, who owns Triangle RV in Frederick, would disagree with you quite a bit. Did this just go off? Or maybe it just wasn't that funny when I mentioned Steve. Back on? Testing? Should I just be loud?
The other one's fine, but it doesn't
just for those?
It's recording.
Okay. All right, I'm just going to be really loud. How about that? Okay, that's great. Again, thank you all for being here for this wonderful cause. When I got the call, and thank you very much for your work on this. When I got the call to be a part of this, I started thinking, you know, what kind of story? I obviously didn't practice very much law. I was fortunate enough to be elected county executive and county council, so I could take a break from practicing law. And I thought about the 12 years that I've had the honor of serving the public, and a lot of good stories I was thinking about, but I thought a story popped into my head that I don't think I've ever told before, and that was a story that happened very early in my time in office, but was very impactful for me. And it's a very brief story, and it's a story about a biker bar, it's a story about an impeachment, and it's a story about a man named Skip Scarpone. So let me take you back to 2002, December of 2002, a young punk 28-year-old named Ken Ullman just got elected to the Howard County Council. The election was the first Tuesday in November, sworn in the first Monday in December, and literally the first week in the job, my special assistant Jessica and I were unpacking our office. We were figuring out how to set up the phone systems, the voicemail and email, and got a call from upstairs from the county solicitor's office, from our deputy county solicitor, Paul Johnson. Some of you may know, still there. And Paul said, Ken, I got some good news and some bad news. And keep in mind, this is a week into office. And he says, what do you want first? I said, give me the bad news. He said, the bad news is there's a man named Skip Scarpone who's been calling our office all day long trying to find out how to impeach a county councilman, specifically you. And I said, okay, so what's the good news? So the good news is the Howard County Charter does not provide any provision to impeach a county council member. So you're fine, but you may want to figure out what's going on. And so I said to Jessica, Jessica said, what do you want to do? I said, get his number. We should call him, find out what we did. And so as she's getting me the number, I'm thinking, okay, I'm a pretty honest guy, pretty ethical guy, made it through 12 years of public service, doing the right things. And what could I have possibly done in 1 week in office to warrant being impeached? And so as I called this man, I called him up, and a male voice answered. I said, hi, is this Skip? He said, yeah. I said, this is Ken Ullman, your county councilman. I understand you want to have me impeached. What's going on? And he starts ranting and raving, yelling and screaming, that how dare I not return his phone calls? I said, sir, we haven't even got our voicemail set up. I haven't gotten your message. I said, what are you so upset about? He said, you were in the newspaper saying that this bar that's going to be built behind my house is a good thing. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, there's this proposal to build this wine bar where there's a bar there now called Crown's Pub. And there was this article saying that it's proposed to be this wine bar called Iron Bridge Wine Company. And so for those of you who may have been there, it's on Route 108, and it's now, you know, frequently cited as one of the best restaurants in the Baltimore, Washington region. And I said, sir, I went to Centennial High School up the road. I happen to think it is an improvement you know, with all due respect from the biker bar that is Crown's Pub. And I said, I could tell you some stories of things that I know about the place. And he's just yelling and screaming. I said, sir, well, would you mind if I came by your house to talk to you about it? And then his demeanor changed right away. He said, you mean you want to come over to my house? I said, sure, I'd love to get a sense as to why you're so upset. And he said, well, when do you want to do it? I said, I could come over now. And he said, oh, you're going to come over to my house now? And so I hung up. I said, I'll be there in a few minutes. He gave me his address. And Jessica's looking at me funny and saying, are you sure you want to do this? Is this smart? I mean, he sounded pretty angry. And I said, well, you know, I'll, you know, send me a signal, text me or something if I go too long and send somebody in for me. But as I was, is it back on? All right. All right. Okay. All right. So as I was, thank you very much. Okay. So as I'm driving over, I'm thinking a couple things. One, is this a good idea? This man sounded a bit angry. Is this smart? But really what I'm thinking is, why could he possibly be upset about this? You know, I'm thinking from my perspective, you know, you had an old kind of roadhouse tavern that somebody is proposing to invest in it, reinvest in it, and do something that I thought, thank you, that I thought would be an upgrade and nice. And for the life of me, I just couldn't figure out why he was so upset. And keep in mind, it's a week on the job. And so I pull up, I knock on the door, and a wonderfully nice gentleman, very different from the one who'd been calling all day, had me in to sit at his kitchen table. His wife was there. And we spent a lot of time talking about what his concerns were. We walked the property. And it turned out that he really didn't particularly like what was there then. He didn't like Crown's Pub, but he really liked the fact that nobody ever went there. And so he said, I don't really want any bar, but I'd rather have a bar that nobody goes to than one that's really successful and popular. And so when I realized what his angle was, what his concerns were, you know, he was worried that, you know, Friday and Saturday nights, it's going to be loud, it's going to keep him up, and he sort of gotten used to what was there for a long time. And so that helped give me the perspective of really seeing things through the constituent's eyes. And once I understood that, we were going through comprehensive rezoning a few months later. I brought in the developer who had bought it, the Wecker family who from Elkridge Furnace Inn, who were taking over and turning it into the Iron Bridge, and we all sat down with the neighbors. And you know, I personally helped draft covenants between the property owner of Iron Bridge, then Crown's Pub, and the neighbors. And we did a couple things. One, they allowed Iron Bridge to expand a little bit. So if you've ever been there and you walk in, to the left was the original. To the right was the new expansion. The neighbors allowed the parking to go a little further back, but they did require big berms be built up and a fence to be built around it. The property owner agreed to not request a rezoning for 33 years, which we thought would take them through at least three once-a-decade rezonings. We just had the first of those recently or last year. And so it was a good lesson for me my first weekend. It didn't start too well, but it ended up okay. And about 6 months after the expansion and after the new fencing had gone in, I got a call, believe it or not, from Skip Scarponi, who said, Ken, he said, remember me? I said, of course. He said, you know, I have a favor to ask you. He said, you know, you're the only person that ever listened to me. You're the only person that, you know, ever sort of, sort of did something about anything I was concerned about. He said, I have a favor to ask you, and I think it'd be a little awkward if I asked the folks directly. Would you mind asking the folks if they would cut a gate in the fence? Because my wife and I walk to Iron Bridge so often, we're tired of walking all the way around the fence to go out to dinner. So thank you all for having me tonight.